What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, the Leaving Cert grades are to return to normal after years of inflation due to COVID disruption. So what does this mean for students and indeed their parents? Brian Mooney is a guidance counsellor and Irish Times education columnist, and he joins me now. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we've got another group of Leaving Cert students, and we have grade inflation, which has been reduced. What are the implications for students taking the exam this year?
Well, the minister's announcement yesterday was basically that what happened and started in 2020, in the first year of COVID, and has been repeated exactly since in 21, 22, 23, will be repeated again in 2024. So effectively, this year's Leaving Cert students, they will go and do their exams now in about 6 weeks' time. Those papers will be marked. They will be marked in the normal way. After that, there will be a process of adjustment of those grades to bring those grades for 2024 exactly in line with the grades that were achieved in 2023 after the adjustment, and in 2020, and back as far as 2020. Therefore, they are going to be competing on a level playing field with those applicants to the CAO who applied this year, and the numbers equivalent in any one year would be about 50,000 applicants from the current year Leaving Cert and about 12 maybe to 15,000 applicants who had sat the exam in the previous 3 to 4 years. So for this year's Leaving Cert, there will be an absolute level playing field.
Okay.
The problem, of course, arises is the minister, in a sense, has kicked the problem back into 2025, the other side of this government, the other side of the next general election, and saying that if from 2025, the adjustment process, which will take place after the papers have been marked, there will be a reduction of about 1.5% in the upward movement of grades, which effectively means that in 2025 and in subsequent years, the 50,000 Leaving Cert students of that year will be competing in a process where the 12 to 15,000 students from previous years will have, you know, maybe one grade more than them, and then the following year someone may have two grades more than them, etc. So it kind of throws the process forward into 2025, but looks after the class of 2024.
Okay. And if we look at the problems around this, Brian, grade inflation, it's distorting academic achievement, let's call it, and it does lead to bunching of students in the top marks, which ultimately may mean that there's random selection at the highest grade level. That is the case.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the numbers who would get right at the top, say, for instance, you're talking about 625. The numbers, you know, prior to COVID, you know, you might got 250 people in that category. In the last number of years, that number is about 1,200, you know.
Yeah.
So effectively, at that very top, if you look over 600, that between 600 and 625, you might have had 1,000 people in and around in prior to COVID. Now you might have 3,500 in and around that number. So again, as you say, Bobby, it leads to the bunching. Now, the problem, of course, is that, you know, the difference between, say, 601 and 589, you know, let's take veterinary in UCD, where it was 601 2 years ago, then it dropped one grade down to 589 last year. That basically means there's a bunch of people there on 589 who really want to get in, and they got in last year, they didn't get in the year before. What will happen is this year, when the Leaving Cert is graded up again, we're going to get the same bunching effect, etc. You're going to have people who are going to miss out by one grade.
Yeah.
Now, if we start bringing the grades back from next year, 1.5% reduction in 25, another 1.5% in 26, there are going to be people sitting there waiting for the grades to begin to ease off, and they will then be jumping in to take those places. The problem, of course, is that fair to the class who are coming up, who are going to be with that one grade less, yeah, two grade less?
Is a bigger problem, Brian, not the rise in dropout rates? So if the bar keeps getting lowered, do you ultimately end up with a scenario where you get people getting into courses that maybe they're not able for, or that they quit after year one or whatever?
Well, I think that's a bigger problem, Bobby. I mean, the people dropping out of courses can often be the motivation to get in is I want to be with my friends, or this is the cool course, or they haven't checked out the content, or they're really struggling with commuting 3 or 4 hours a day to get to college because they can't afford the accommodation. Or there are, you know, growing levels of mental health stress and anxiety that young people seem to be. And this comes to the issue we've been talking about in terms of, you know, the access to content on mobile phones for much younger children and the effect of that in terms of their own growth and development. And we're seeing that throughout colleges from literally primary school right up to university and further education colleges. So there's a lot of complex issues which are putting stress and anxiety on students and are leading. There may be an element of students, you know, getting into a course, but whether a student gets 585 or 560, you know, is really not relevant in terms of whether they're going to be able to cope with a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, if you think about it, Bobby, the actual entry requirements for these courses are what are the matriculation requirement, which basically means, you know, your two H5s or H6s and your four passes. But obviously, with the demand for places and the number of places available, the actual entry requirements are far higher than the actual formal entry requirements.
When we talk about students not doing the junior cert, they didn't do it because of COVID, now doing the leaving cert, you know, does that really matter that much? We seem to be paying...
Well, it's just that the reality of, you know, the reality that they have not had the experience ever of having been in a formal exam that matters in their entire lives. I mean, when I went to school in the 1970s, you know what I mean? You were going through, you had your primary certificate and then you had your, you know, your junior certificate and then your leaving certificate. This cohort of students, 18 and 19-year-olds, have never sat a formal exam in their entire life. The first formal exam they had was their orals a couple of weeks ago during Easter. They may have had mocks back in February of this year, but, you know, there is an awareness that they are mocks. So the reality of going into a formal exam where it's all on the day, it can be very stressful, particularly if you've never had it before. So
yeah,
my advice
okay.
to students,
Brian, I have a load of texts in here. Maybe we'll look at a couple of them together.
Sure, okay.
One says, grade inflation is a joke. Simple solution is to let the actual results stand this year, but reduce previous year's grades for college places. What do you think of that?
Well, you can't reduce. Somebody has a set of points. They've been awarded that leaving cert.
Yeah, you can't retro-reduce it.
You can't. No, but what you could do, and what I suggested 5 years ago when this whole process started was, if you look at the cohort of people who apply to the CO every year, you have about 80,000 plus people. In there, you'll have, you know, maybe 7,000 or 8,000 adults over 23 years of age. They get looked after early on in the process. They're out of the way by the beginning of July. Then you have people who are applying to further education colleges with PLCs. Again, they're out of the process by the 1st of August. So then you get to the what they call round one, which is in fact round three, but they call it round one, which is basically your leaving cert and students under 23 who are applying on the basis of previous leaving certs. 80% of them are current years. 20% are previous years. The solution to this, if you really want a one-off solution, is to actually ring-fence 80% of the places on each course for a particular year for the current year leaving certs and 20% for the cohort who are holding higher grades, and then have two internal competitions. Therefore, nobody gets hurt. The same proportion as in previous years will get the actual places in the college.
And why aren't we doing that?
Because at the time we said, oh, well, the rule book of the CAO couldn't allow that because it has to be, you know, we can't allocate places. We allocate places for people who come from the Gaeltacht in primary school teaching. We allocate places, you know, on a whole range of issues to specific people, through the Dare and Hear scheme for disability or disadvantage. Why can't we establish a process for a year or a number of years to wash this out of the system, rather than saying we're going to start reducing it next year and keep pushing it forward to the year after? Because ultimately, if we go that route, at some point in time, the class who's actually doing the Leaving Cert that year will be the ones who will get less places, because obviously the 15,000 or 12,000 to 15,000 overhang from previous years will actually do better, because obviously they'll have higher grades.
Okay, here's another one. Sorry for my simplistic question, but is the Leaving Cert grade issue not just a mathematical problem? Can we not just compare each year on an unadjusted basis? In other words, when comparing this year against a previous year, we could use their unadjusted grades. That seems logical.
Yeah, but the point was, if you go back to the students who did the Leaving Cert or didn't do the Leaving Cert, got the grades in 2020 and in 2021, most of those didn't actually sit the Leaving Cert. So the grades were awarded by teachers, or they were awarded on a basis of a combination of doing exam and assessments from teachers. So effectively, once the adjustments were made, students got a set of points. They don't know any other set of points. They're the points that they got for the Leaving Cert when they got their result. You would have to go back and unwind all of that in each individual student's case, which to me seems like a nightmare scenario.
Okay, well, there's a lot of text on this, Brian. I'm originally from the US and believe the Leaving Cert system in Ireland needs to be revisited. The test, like many other standardised tests, doesn't measure aptitude or your ability to leverage your skills in the educational realm. University admissions should consider holistic factors in addition to testing scores in the way many US universities do. Valid point.
Bobby, that would actually require people to go back, the university to go back and actually have a whole admission system themselves. That would require the universities to have effectively their own matriculation system, which they had in my childhood, where effectively the universities ran their own admission system.
I remember that.
If they did that, then the Leaving Cert would not be, you know, the be-all and end-all that it has now become. But the universities don't have any internal systems. They don't have the staffing. They don't have the structures. You would have to establish an entire admission system, you know, students being applying for individual universities, being interviewed, being assessed on the basis of a whole set of criteria. That infrastructure doesn't exist. So to do that, the universities would have to create it.
I'll do one more, and there's lots here. The Leaving Cert exam will be the first formal exam for my daughter, who didn't have to sit the Junior Cert thanks to COVID. She's stressed out big time, suffers from dyslexia, which only compounds her anxiety. COVID lockdown is still affecting students who missed out on formal schooling. And it's hard to disagree with that.
It's absolutely very difficult, Bobby. But what I would suggest to that child is, and to every student looking at the Leaving Cert, is what you do now is you plan back from your last exam. The last exam will be around the 20th of June. So for some students, they may have a week between their second last and their last paper. So you need to plan now, you know, over this kind of 8 or 9 week period, and look at what is your study plan. You're going to be finishing up in school in a few weeks' time. You're going to be letting go of all those friendships, etc. It's going to be a very emotional time. You need a structure of work, working through the past questions on the state exams website, the past answers. Just literally have a structure that you put in place and just stick to that structure. You also need time for relaxation. You don't need to be burnt out when you get to the beginning of June and the start of the exams.
Okay.
You need to be ensure that you're eating well, taking you know, time out, and you're pacing yourself. It's a marathon, and you need to just get the head down and get a plan and stick to that plan. And when the exams come, everything will be fine, provided you're working through a structured plan.
Sage advice there, Brian, and thank you for that. Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor and Irish Times educational columnist, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Now, let's talk cash.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.